And thanks for being along for the ride, a new edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast today as we are answering your questions throughout the United States and Canada. Let me mention something before we go to our callers, and that is the essential Christian doctrine of new creation, which is so beautifully codified by the Apostle Paul when he says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Everyone who believes in the resurrection of Jesus Christ and confesses Christ as Lord is reconciled to God, inherits eternal life in His glorious presence. Indeed, the resurrection of Jesus from the dead inaugurates the renewal of all things, the new creation of faithful believers, and the new creation of the natural world is going to be consummated in the resurrection when Jesus returns bodily to earth, this time not as a suffering servant, but as a conquering king. And according to King Jesus, those who realize they are sinners, who repent of their sins and receive Him as Savior and Lord, are born again, not physically, but spiritually. Well, with birth must come growth. And so I'm talking to a lot of people right now who know Jesus Christ. They've repented of their sins. They've reached out the hand of a beggar to receive the gift of a king. And Christ is now Savior and Lord. But with birth must come growth. And so I want to remember five things with you as we begin the broadcast. The first is A. Amen. The word amen comes at the end of every prayer, and prayer is our primary way of communicating with God. If we are to nurture a walk with our Savior, we must be in constant touch with Him. And the way to do that is through prayer. Prayer is a means of developing a relationship with the lover of your soul. B stands for Bible. And the Bible not only forms the foundation of an effective prayer life, but is foundational to every aspect of Christian living. While prayer is our primary way of communicating with God, the Bible is God's primary way of communicating with us, and nothing should take precedence over getting into the Word and getting the Word into us. C represents church. Those who have received Christ as Savior and Lord of their lives are already a part of the church universal. But it's crucial that they become vital, reproducing members of healthy, well-balanced, local bodies of believers as well. D stands for defense. Christians need to know what they believe as well as why they believe it, and that is what the defense of the faith is all about. Always prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have with gentleness and respect. And then the E, A, B, C, D, E, essentials. Unity cannot exist apart from the essentials for which the martyrs spilled their blood. We must become so familiar with essential Christian doctrine that when counterfeits loom on the horizon, we know it instantaneously. What we believe is inevitably demonstrated in how we live. As such, the Apostle Paul instructed Timothy and vicariously us, watch your life and doctrine closely. Persevere in them, because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers. And to make essential Christian doctrine memorable for you so that you can know what you believe and why, I have a laminated flip chart. If you don't have it, order it today. If you have it and you only have one copy, order more copies to give out to people. memorable keys to essential Christian doctrine. Know what you believe, why you believe it, the line of demarcation between the kingdom of Christ and the kingdom of the cults, essential Christian doctrine. Again, the laminated 4x6 flip chart available to stick in your pocket or purse so you can know what it is that you've given your life to. Available through the Christian Research Institute for your gift. When you check it out on the World Wide Web at equip.org, write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271, or when you speak with our resource consultants at 888-7000 and the letters CRI.